Welcome to Women's Wellness Podcast with Lucy Coutinho and Nahal Horn. This is a podcast by and about BIPOC women who are going through the healing process. We hold this space for women to share their unique stories. We've created this with the love for storytelling and passion for mental health and wellness in mind. The aim is to help amplify the voices of women everywhere. These conversations will feel like having a warm cup of coffee or tea with your friend. So please go and grab yours. You still have time. And let's enjoy. And today's episode is going to feel a little bit different. So I actually get to speak with my lovely co-host. She just celebrated her 40th birthday. So she's here to share out her 10 lessons that she's gathered during her 4 decades here on.
Or you know right? what? So 25 years, 15 years experience.
Exactly. I like the sound of that. She actually does look 25, so we can justify that. So that makes perfect sense. So that's how we are rolling here today. So I hope you do enjoy it. And I'm sure there's a lot of wisdom that's going to be shared. So my lovely friend Hall, let's start with the first lesson that you have gathered.
Well, thank you, Lucy. So after four decades, I know you and I have both learned so much. And my number one that I really want to start with is our challenges usually bring our greatest gifts. And I know that sounds so crazy to think, but now that we've reached this wise, you know, age of 40, I feel like you and I both can agree that sometimes when things are challenging, usually our first, you know, instinct is just woe is me or why are things so hard? But once we reach a certain point in life, we realize it's usually a pivot point. It's usually a way to find out our greatest trigger or greatest weakness so that we can come out stronger and that we can, there's always a gift to whatever challenge or whatever pain that we've had to endure. What do you think?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think adversity, embracing adversity is truly the greatest gift because through adversity, we get to learn so much about ourselves. And it also equips us with the strength and the wisdom that we need to kind of navigate through life and relationships, situations. And so, and I also think it brings you closer to who you are. Like it's kind of like a learning process into who you're meant to be. So I do look at adversity and challenges in a different way. Instead of becoming the victim, I claim myself to be the victor. And I take the lessons and just gather the knowledge and two, it's like gathering little tools to put into my toolbox. Now I have more tools to add on.
Yes. So
I do love that you mentioned that. And I love that it's at the top of your list too.
Absolutely. It's like the character building part of our life is through those challenges.
I agree. I would have to agree with that one. Okay. Number two, this is great already.
Okay. So definitely in our 20s and even our 30s, I feel like we all have this surge of like ambition and like goals that we have to meet. And we're constantly in the pursuit of reaching that next goal, reaching the pinnacle of whatever mountain that we have set our minds to. But now that I'm here at 40, I already feel like I can see that goals are great, but pausing to enjoy or be present during the process is important as the goal itself.
That is a goal, presence, because we get so consumed in like getting to the next thing, even like celebrating the small wins along the way is so important to just saying, you know what, I actually did accomplish this. Let me just relish in this and celebrate it and give myself a pat on the back and just, you know, and I think that's really important too, because we can get so caught up in like the, oh, I have to like succeed, or I have to like, it's just, it's a never ending thing. And I think that's where we get, we get into like this state.
We burn out.
We burn out. Absolutely burn out. And then too, I was also thinking like, there's never satisfaction. Right.
My gosh,
there's never satisfaction. And so we're always waiting to get to the next thing. And like my partner always likes to remind me is that this is as good as it gets, like right here, right now.
Mm, I you love know? That.
And, yeah. And it always helps to ground me and to remind me to look around and pause and say, you know what? This is as good as it gets right now in this moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, I love that you mentioned presence. Yeah.
That needs to be a bumper sticker or something that we can look at every day and remind ourselves.
Seriously. I love it. I love it.
This is as good as it gets. Oh, that's going to stay with me. Thank you for that. Yes. Or thank your partner for that. Nice. Yeah.
Yes. It's a nice one. Mm-hmm. So number three.
Okay, ladies and also gentlemen, I know everybody listening to this can probably by now understand and agree hopefully to this, but learn to interpret, hear, and heed your intuition. Mm. Okay. Yes. Cause we all have our own way of our own conversation with our intuition. Our intuition speaks to us very differently. You know, some of us feel it in our gut. Some of us get body tingles. Some of us have premonitions and dreams, or just, you know, you just get a flashback or a flash forward or something, and you just know something in your heart or in your soul, and learning to interpret that and then also listen to it is really important at this time in our life, or this time in my life. I'm noticing that a lot more, like listening to that inner voice is taking me exactly where I need to be, which is here.
I love that. I love that so much because, and I'll share a little bit about my experience with that. It took mm-hmm. me a while to listen to that, right? And so, and when I finally started to, I would say, this feels crazy, because it's like, it felt crazy because, and it felt strange because I wasn't used to it. I wasn't actually used to listening to my own voice, and I always had to get validation or ask someone else for kind of like the permission to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, I also discovered that a lot of my missteps and not so great choices were made because I went against what I was feeling.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, yeah, the intuition. And I've made a promise to myself that I would never, and I would probably not, I don't like to say never, but I'll try my best not to betray myself, because that to me is the biggest form of betrayal.
Yeah, I agree.
So I love that you mentioned that, because that is a big one, and it definitely needs to be at the top of the list.
Yes, I love how so many times throughout our podcast, you've always brought up, you know, ways that you've heard and listened to your own intuition, how important it is. And I just hope anyone listening to this can, if you haven't already, learn to, you know, whether that's journaling. I know, Lucy, you're a huge proponent of that.
Mm-hmm.
So writing out your thoughts. Yeah, it's a great way to get clear.
Mm-hmm. On your it intuition. Is. I definitely highly recommend that one too. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number four.
Mm-hmm. All right, here. We already had a podcast on this, I think a year and a half ago, but we talked about friendships. So some friends are here just for a season. Some are here for a lifetime, but they're always here for a reason. I know, I think that's like already a catchphrase, but it's friendships are a reflection of where you are in life. Mm-hmm. And you know, personally, I've gone through my fair share of kind of like friendship separations this year. I don't even know if it's separation's a good word. Just kind of like, you know, we've grown in different ways. Certain friends have grown in different ways, not bad ways, just different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's always seasons in life where we connect with certain people for different reasons. Maybe it's through work. Maybe it's through a shared hobby. Maybe it's through, you know, having kids and being mm-hmm. parents. But there's, you know, always a reason why people come into your life. And, you know, if you're lucky, you have a handful that have lasted since you were, you know, teenagers or early 20s. And hopefully they last until you're old. But if not, that's totally okay. People come in and out. But to not, you know, and it's okay to grieve those relationships. And just be mindful of the reason and just always send them love, however they came in and out of your life.
Yeah, that's a big one. I love that. Because not everyone is meant to stay in your life forever. And, you know, there's different seasons and some people are meant to stay there for a lifetime. And I think that's a great blessing, but just recognizing that it's almost like letting go, like think just naturally letting go of things, you know, because everything has its season. If we look around, I mean, nature tells you that. Nature is a great reminder of that. So I think much like nature, that's who we are, and our relationships are like that. And so that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yep. Letting go. Okay. All right. Number five. Let's do it.
Okay. So I think we've all been guilty of this in the social media age. But number five is to not compare, because everybody is on their own journey. And let me tell you, accomplishments, celebrations, and happiness is very loud. People are always going to post that online. They're always going to share that. They're always going to be loud about it. But suffering and sadness is usually silent from what I've noticed.
It is.
So,
it is very accurate. Yes.
Yeah, so we can be comparing ourselves to the highlight reels, to all the accomplishments, to all the great things happening, but we don't really know the full story. Like, how is that person really feeling on a day-to-day basis? Like, just knowing that we are all on a journey, and comparison really just doesn't do anything good for our mental health, unless it's with ourselves, unless we're comparing ourselves from who we were last year.
Yeah, which is healthy. I do that. Like, it's kind of like it's a check in with myself. Like, hey, so how you've like I set goals for myself, and I kind of see where I am, what I've done, how I've measured. It's like almost like having SMART goals, right? So I create all these goals and step by step on how I'm kind of like attaining those goals. And I go through those, you know, just checking off what I'm doing. And I think that's healthy, and holding yourself accountable and things like that. But I do. Yeah, it's definitely healthy. But the comparison thing, and I also want to add to that, is that when you start to feel that feeling of like envy, comparison, look within, you know, go back inside and try to analyze and do some self introspection at that moment, because anytime that is happening, something is calling your attention. And then, so it's worth exploring. And even with myself, I do that. I'm like, okay, what about this is bothering you?
Yeah.
Like, what is it that you are hoping to accomplish that you feel, for whatever reason, haven't been accomplishing, whatever that thing may be? Is it a trip that someone is taking that you feel kind of like, oh, I should be taking that trip? Why do you feel that way? You know, just to make an example. But like, and I think social media is definitely a place where it's becoming rampant, is because it's constantly in your face. Like, constantly, like you said, people are it's the highlights. I would definitely
absolutely
in this highlight reel society where everything is perfect, but we all know that that's not real,
you
so
know,
kind of like, you know. Yeah,
I had an idea. Maybe there should be, okay, this is an idea, if anyone wants to take it and run with it, it's fine, but I wonder if there's like a social media platform where people just post their day-to-day boring, mundane, depressed days, sad days, like don't want to get out of your bed and binge watch shows days.
Yeah, that would
can you
really
imagine?
Like, yeah, can you, I'm seriously, that would really change things. It would probably make people even more like, oh my god, I don't want to turn this off, you know, but that is the reality of it, is that most of our days are mundane.
Reality gram.
You know, reality gram. I love that so much. And I do think, in a sense, this is what these conversations are about. It's like, you know, allowing people this space where we can come together and say, you know what? It's okay to feel all these different feelings and going through all these different motions and not always being excited about being a mom, not always doing it perfectly. You know, like, my kids aren't perfect. My family members have whatever, like, and we can all say, you know what? I relate to that, you know, and this is our reality, Graham. And I'm glad that.
Amen, sister.
You know what I mean? So here it is. If you want the reality gram, let's talk about it. You're listening to it. So, but yeah, I do, going back to kind of like checking in with yourself and doing some introspection and, you know, figuring out, hey, you know, what is it? Where are these feelings coming from? I think that's helped me a lot.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. I love it. I love that you said to be introspective, because that really has saved me. And what I love to do is, if I do see someone going on a trip, I'll like put it on my a bucket list or a travel.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I would like to take a trip in a year. What am I going to do to make that happen? Okay. So here it is. So
exactly. Someone got a new puppy. Oh my gosh. Okay. That's a cute puppy. Maybe I'll get a puppy like that. Like, whatever it is, they have an amazing relationship. It looks like, okay, maybe I'll go on a date with my husband or
maybe I'll work on my relationship like maybe I'll call up my friend and be like, hey, you know, just like, hang out because it's reminding you of something that you within yourself feels like you're missing. And if it does come up, then it's something that's worth exploring. But sometimes it's just that, hey, you know, it's a fleeting feeling, and then I get over it, and then I go on to work on something else. So just depending on how deep it is. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Great. It's a great list. Number six, girl, you are on a roll. I love it.
I love how each of these kind of piggyback off of each other. Mm. So number six is, taking care of yourself is the best investment. So health, mind, spirit, they all work in tandem. So if you want to go get an exercise, get a gym membership, or do an exercise class, or take a meditation course, or, you know, take a online course in whatever, mathematics or whatever is going to help you become a better you for the next year, whatever, do it. It's worth it. It will never... You will never look back and say, I wish I didn't invest in myself, even though sometimes it's hard, especially if you're like a mom and you have all this guilt, like, oh, I should be spending the money on my kid or education. But you becoming a better you is always going to be a great investment for your children as well.
Yeah, I do agree with that. That is great. And that brings me to share out that yoga for me was the thing, right? So that huge self-care thing that spiritually, physically, mentally, like, it just does it all for me. And I feel like that was something that I was like, I need this, you know, I need this so much. And I practice every week, and it's definitely changed. Great. Yeah, it's changed a lot. So whatever that thing is that some people like to hit the gym and be at the gym, if that's your thing, do that. Mm-hmm. Like, find that thing that like kind of like helps you breathe at the end of the day, and and just helps you to collect your thoughts and keeps you well balanced. So that way you can come back to your family, come back to your work a little bit more well adjusted and more productive, honestly. So
I 100% agree. I actually just signed up for this. It's called Madbolic, kind of like a circuit training, Orange Theory meets, I don't even want to say CrossFit, because I don't think it's like CrossFit, maybe, but there's a lot of like exercise, like anaerobic weights and things that I normally never do. I never, ever like have been a weight person, but I was like, you know what, this is a year where I'm going to like, you know, help my bone get stronger. Cause isn't that what we're supposed to do?
It is.
When we get older.
It is. It's definitely what we're supposed to do. I love that. That's pretty cool.
I'll keep you posted.
Let me know how that goes. Yeah, for sure. All right, number seven.
All right, number seven. Speak up. Say what you want. Nobody reads minds. Disappointment comes from unclear expectations. There you go.
That has been the soundtrack of my life, I think. Seriously.
Really? In what way? Yeah. Tell me.
In so many ways. Like, just, you know, I had this habit of, like, you know, expecting people to know what I wanted, right? Or, like, or that whole thing about, oh, it's impolite to say how you feel kind of thing.
Right. Right.
You know, and then I've seen how that has done such a disservice in my life in so many ways, in every aspect, you know, intimate relationships, family, even in professional settings. And then I was like, this isn't working. It's not working for anyone. And it's not fair to other people when they don't know. Even knowing clear, like, kind of like communicating boundaries with people, that's also part of speaking up. And it's like, at the end of the day, you can't be mad at someone because you did not communicate your needs, your boundaries, your whatever. So I think that's a huge one. That's a huge practice to have, because it just changes. It's life-changing, really, I think.
It really is. And it's all relationships across the board, whether it's professional, whether it's your mate, whether it's, like, really friendships, too. Like, a lot of times we think our friends know us inside and out and should know how to respond to us, right?
But they don't know because you haven't told them. So it's like, so you really can't be upset and just, like, being mad with people for expecting them to know what you are feeling or what you didn't like, or
you want them to respond.
Right. And that's another thing too. It's like, that's kind of silly in a way. And it is unfair. If you care enough about your relationships, I think you owe it to the person to, like, be like, hey, you know, this is what it is. Yeah.
This is what I would like. I don't feel like I'm getting that. And these are ways that would make me feel more supported and cared for. And if you can't do that, then okay.
At least you gave them, you know, you told them about it. So I do think that's a big one. So thank you for adding that in there.
Thank you.
Wow. Number eight.
So everybody, take time to be in nature away from technology. And I know this is a hard one because we're all attached to our phones. Even in nature, I see people on walks with their phones. And I really think, and this is what I've learned from my husband, is, you know, shutting off the phone or not taking the phone with you on nature walks or being out in nature where you just are completely unplugged. And I really noticed that when I'm away from technology, I start to get new ideas. I start to think clearer. I start to have more, like, original thoughts. That sounds crazy. Like, I know that sounds insane, but a lot of times we're reading and listening and looking at so much content, it's really hard to differentiate what is your everyday thoughts and what someone else's thoughts that you just read 5 seconds ago or heard, right?
I love that. How much you're being influenced. And I'm so glad you mentioned that. And that's the thing. Because we're constantly being influenced. Even, like, the words that we use. Like, you just have to really be careful. Always ask yourself, are these my original thoughts? Or am I, like, or did I see this somewhere? Am I by? Even with social media, you are constantly being influenced. Like, they pretty much are telling you what to think, what to buy, what to like.
What to buy, yes.
You know, so we really, and I love that you just mentioned that. And I'm going to challenge myself because I do take nature walks a lot. However, I always have my phone because I love music. Like, I'll listen to podcasts and things like that. But I do want to challenge myself to disconnect and connect for real.
Yeah, even for 20 minutes.
Even for 20 minutes. So even like if I, you know, I usually do like a 40 minute to an hour walk. So if I could disconnect for 20 minutes, that would be a huge thing for me. I do thank you for that. Yeah.
Of course. So let me know how it goes. I'm going to keep you accountable.
Yeah, keep me accountable. I will definitely be trying that. All right, number nine.
Okay, so I feel like kids know this one, but I think this is something that we forget, kind of like, you know, in the book The Little Prince, he sees the adults and they're kind of like zombies in a way. So number nine is, whatever you do, do it with your whole heart and you will never fail and you will never feel like you didn't get satisfaction from it or that you didn't get to where you want, because when your heart is completely in it, when you're completely immersed in something with that passion, with that zeal and that excitement, no matter what it is you're creating, I feel like just comes out just amazing, just beautiful. It's, you know, anything with that much thought and care. So,
yeah, no, I love that. And I don't think I would ever do anything without my whole heart. Like if it's not, if I feel like my heart is not in it, completely in it, I am not doing it. You know, and that's
already
how
know
I,
this.
Yeah, that's how I live my life. So
oh, that's beautiful, Lucy.
I love that.
That shows.
I love that so much. Do it with your whole heart. Mm-hmm. And if you are not able to do yourself and other people disservice, and do not do it.
Yes.
You know, I love that. Ooh, well, coming to the finale, this is a good one. I can already tell.
You can tell. Okay. Well, number 10, from the 40 years I've been alive on this earth, I will say you are exactly where you were meant to be or are meant to be. Pauses in life usually lead you to the next chapter. So if anybody's having a pause in their life or they feel like they're at a crossroads or if they're just, you know, they're not feeling like the constant movement, usually this is just like the intermission or like, you know, like a pause in a musical, you know, a song or a musical symphony. It's the pause right before you turn the next chapter. So always remember that you're exactly where you need to be, whether that's in like the fast movement part of your life or it's slow or there's really you're in a valley, you know, you're exactly where you need to be.
I knew this was going to be a good one because that is, thank you for sharing that. That is perfection because I feel like it's in those pauses that we hear so much. And you know, in those pauses, we are being led exactly where we need to go, you know, yeah. And you are always where you are meant to be, because every step, every pause, every breath, every move is exactly what we need to be doing to get to the next part of where we need to be. So,
yeah,
just like enjoy that. Enjoy those pauses. It's like, yep. Inhale, exhale, just consider those moments as that's that time, mm-hmm. You know, and it'll get you, it's like down the stream, you know, it's just flow with it, flow with life,
that.
You know,
that's all another nature reference, right? Down the stream
and just continue to flow with it, not against it. And you'll see, you're always right where you need to be. And I love that. And that is the best conclusion. Yeah, you've shared so much wisdom. And I knew you would. You are very wise. And you have so much light and so much to give, so much heart. And it's an honor to be in this space with you, to share.
Same with you.
You know, so thank you. Thank you for adding so much value to this episode and to this mission and this podcast as a whole. And I hope my listeners have found some value, have gathered some new tools that they can add to their journeys as well, which I'm pretty sure that is the case.
Oh, it's such an honor. Thank you for letting me share.
Of course, likewise. And then, so this concludes our, you know, this is, we're going into 2023. I want to wish everyone out there a happy holiday season. I wish you good health, peace, and abundance, loving in your hearts. And I hope that you find the connections that you're looking for. If you found the connections that you have been looking for, I hope that you get to nurture it forever and ever. It's been great. I will see you guys next year. Mm-hmm. And until the next time, sending you all so much love.
So much love.